All right, hello everyone. What's up? Hashtag goons are always hard.
Man, I missed the fireside for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of memes to catch up on.
Yeah, you need to show up every week or you're gonna miss out on something weird. Oh no, not Hawk to it, please, not Hawk to it, Hoktori. That's like the siren song, man. You gotta love those Southern girls. Yeah, if we ever adopt a hawk doctrine, that's the obvious go-to. Can we please include the URL to the Mumble channel on the fireside things because I'm extremely lazy? Nope. Because I'm extremely lazy and I would have to figure out how to do that. So, unlucky. Yeah, Nina, the Panthers are definitely going to fuck around and lose this. It's crazy.
What you're basically saying, Asher, is you need a secretary to do those things for you.
I
So
guess.
maybe he applied for that.
Apparently Delta Flux pities this fool because your link is in Elysium.
There you go. All right, so I got a lot of news items this week. We got some stuff going on. First of all, I know over the last few weeks I've been saying, "Hey guys, next week we'll have some more info on, Sov and all the upgrades and all that kind of stuff." And guess what? For those of you who have not been following the news, CCP delayed it. They might make changes. Like, it's next week. Yeah, definitely a CCP moment. So once again, I'm going to be like, hey, maybe we'll have some more info next week. But they literally delayed coming out. So there you go. What are they doing? We don't know. We don't know. I mean, people are assuming that they're going to make some improvements, but haven't seen any yet. I wouldn't get my hopes up too high on that one. It could get worse. That's all I'm saying. It could get worse.
They're taking the approach of, if we don't know what we're doing, nobody else can know what we're doing either.
Yeah, it's the U.S. military doctrine.
Yeah, there you go, Jordan. Coin-operated iHubs that you have to put Plex into to get anomalies
Oh,
to spawn.
don't give them ideas. No. No. All right. So moving on from that unfortunate bit of business. Shout out to Airstrike Assassin, first Skyhook kill. He's been killing some jump bridges too. I called him out, I don't know, last week or the week before, but he got the first Skyhook kill on the server, as far as I know. Perhaps the first two. I got the kill mail. Let me link it here in channel. Ah, someone else got it for me. There you go. All right. So shout out to our boy Airstrike Assassin. And guys, I got some sad news. As you know, we all get older as time goes on, and sometimes you have to hit retirement age. And the sad news is that the retirement age has come for the Sacrilege fleet. Big Sack Daddies are no more. And a new fleet replacing them, we are bringing out the Ferox Navy issues. They're so overpowered. The Ferox Navy issues, we basically had to adopt them. We weren't like even keen on it, but yeah, F's in the chat for Sacks. I know, I'm missing them too. If you guys want to yell at someone, yell at Zintage. I'm definitely gonna throw him under the bus because I wasn't on board with this one. But you can yell at him. But F and I's are a good fleet, and
Come
we're going to
on,
be adopting them. There's
we
a
can
post.
hype that a little bit better.
Yeah.
Fucking hammer fleets back, boys.
Sorry, Zintage. Sorry, Stepper. I miss Sacks too much. It's hard for me to. My heart's not in hyping the F and I's. But F and I's are actually very good. They're overpowered. Their balance is way out of whack for what they do. And their cost.
And yes, we're going to keep normal Ferox also as a separate doctrine. So don't mix and match. No mixing and matching, but they're two separate doctrines and we're keeping them both.
Yes, so normal Feroxes stick around primarily for ESS stuff and Alpha fleets. But yeah, the Navy ones are not particularly expensive, so.
Yeah. All right. And then we do have a Ferox Navy skill pin, so it should be up now. If it's not, it'll be up soon. I talked about this last week, but if you have a Rev Navy, we have a new fit for it. We're just changing out a Nosferatu. So if you're looking for some Nos, you can get it on the 1DQ market. A bunch of people have replaced those already. If you have not, make sure you get yours done. It's like Fast and Furious 1 through 3. Nos is what we're all about. So go ahead and throw that on there. But they are for sale in 1DQ.
Make sure you buy only the 80 million ones and not like the 150 million ones.
There you go. All right. So I don't know if you guys have heard, but we have a timer. The bans have dropped. A Fortizar coming out Wednesday in Chinese time zone in EX6. So we are going to, today, we're going to deploy caps forward. We're going to move caps to 407. So there's not a full deploy. What we want is everyone to bring one capital for the move ops. We're going to move one capital to 407 and stage them there. That, you know, we've been saying EX6 is our line. They've dropped a fort in there. So we're going to move one capital. If you have whatever, you know, capital you got, move it over to 407 after the fight side. We'll be doing move ops. And those are going to stay staged there for the time being. That'll put them there ready to go on Wednesday and for any future events going on in that area. Conrad says you want every player, every character to bring a capital. You know, listen to your heart, Conrad. If you want to move every character with one cap, that's fine with us. Obviously, that'll give us more uses, but if you just move one, I'm not gonna go crazy about it. All right. I don't know if this is his GSF name, but I want to shout out. Boy, what a name! I want to shout out Sir Fuckalite from ADFU. If you have not heard this story, this is a pretty good one. He got pranked and was told. If you guys want to repeat it, it's Sir. I believe it could be some. He could be like Sir Fuckalite. No. I believe it's Sir Fuckalite. He got pranked and he was told that there was a skin that you get for doing 10K ship spins. Is that you, Michael Jabba? And so he spun his ship 10,000 times. All right, Michael Jabba spun his ship 10,000 times and then was very confused when he did not receive his ship. And shout out to CCP. They heard this story, and they issued him a CCP-issued medal, the Whirling Dervish medal, which he is the only person to ever receive for getting 10K ship spins.
I have a screenshot of that. I'll throw it in Elysium for people.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Go.
Click the link from Sniper. Well, yeah, don't... unfortunately, I think this is the only time the medal is going to be issued. You should have been the first one to get pranked. All right, and the timer for our Wednesday timer for the fort being dropped is 13:24, so expect us to form about 12:30 Wednesday. There's a new QQ channel, which some of you might not know. QQ is kind of like Chinese Discord for CNTZ goon members and corp recruitment, so... if you are in QQ, which means you're probably a Chinese player, then you can check out our new channel there. All right, and I believe that is the end of everything I intended to talk about today. So you guys got questions, go ahead and throw them out there. I saw C-Bulbo saying, you know, I'm glad that people are working on new doctrines. That means we're looking at them. Yeah, we're definitely, the fitting jabber is always active. QQ is also ass in French. I don't know what that means, but it sounds funny.
It almost sounds like airs. It's like your ass, like when your poop comes out.
Yeah, yes, that is where the poop comes out, Apple. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm glad we finally distributed anatomy to
yeah.
The Danes.
where the poop comes out. Uh-huh. Yeah, Apple's
Danes,
Danish, you
Dutch,
didn't know?
Whatever, it starts with a D.
Apple's Danish, I don't know if you guys didn't know that. What's my favorite kind of calzone? Oh, I love a taco, yeah. That's my favorite calzone. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Italian food's too spicy for Asher.
Yeah.
Alfredo sauce might be okay.
Yeah. Do you think CCP is sandbagging out space to provoke us to war? I don't really know exactly what you're getting at, Sawman, but I wouldn't be surprised if they think that might happen. Yes, Will, we know it's where the farts come out. We know very much from you. I hope there are defense strategies in discussion for a Newt who mounted carrier jump drive generator strike fleet to our space. Yeah, we've discussed it. What are the chances we get 1 to 2 new test systems for new mining or PvE upgrades? Yeah, so Nina, we will have test systems. Like, that's going to happen. We have a general idea of where we want to put them, and we have a map. But so obviously, when we see what the changes are going to be, if there's going to be changes, we don't know. Then we can, you know, we might adjust that, but we have a plan as of right now. So if things just launch as they are, we are ready to go with the, you know, immediately with the plan.
I don't know if this is bingo bait, but friendly reminder that chat related to the fireside goes in Elysium, not in Mumble.
There you go. That definitely was bingo bait.
Probably.
I am watching the Stanley Cup. I'm not watching the Euros. I think the Copa America starts today. Any fit for Rorquals in light of Bushin carriers? No, just the guidance that we gave last week, Rambo, which is if a carrier of any sort lands on your grid, just panic and call for help immediately. Obviously an enemy one, but I would even do it for a blue. Will there be an alliance buyback for Skyhook resources that we might acquire from our enemies? I don't know if we discussed that, but probably, yeah, that's likely. We have Skinner now. When are we getting cat ears? I saw you could put little googly eyes on a ship, so maybe that's Osa's equivalent so far. Congrats on your bingo, Mach 1. What is Stanley Cup? It's the trophy for ice hockey. Yeah, a Rook will can be scrammed, but ECM burst exists, so I wouldn't say it's foolproof. What happened to the hell we captured yesterday? It went into the SRP pile. Is there one? Yeah, Ghoster says there's more than one kind of hockey. Yeah, Europeans play field hockey on their feet.
Wow, another sport that Europeans play wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they play it on their feet. They run around and they don't, yeah. I can't give you the hell capture story time. Maybe Sniper can, but I don't remember.
I can.
Sorry.
There was a random hell gating over by NPC Delve, and Beehive noticed it and dropped on it. And the guy was like, I'm an ex-goon. And he was in goons for like a month, like 7 years ago, and never registered on services. But he was nice enough to jump out of it, and so we jumped in it, jumped it back to 1DQ, and so yeah, plus one super cap for the Empyrean.
Yeah, if you guys ever go AFK, you know, registered back first, please, like, there's no I was an ex-goon. That's not how it works.
Talk to your corp leadership. Have your corp leadership reach out to myself, Sniper, Syntids, etc., and then we make sure your carrier or super or everything, whatever is in space, gets safely to a place.
Yeah, we have a great track record of getting these docked as long as we know about them before we log in. And obviously there's like the new launcher shit where it defaults to launching characters, and so like that might get people. But yeah, if you have friends coming back, or you know, there's somebody applying to your corp that like has a cap logged off in Delve, corp leadership, reach out to us, you know, the people Apple mentioned, somebody in the directorate, we'll get you sorted out, and we'll get them safely back into
the
structure. And yeah, Stretch, like, obviously there is that option, but if you're just, like, coming back to the game, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna, like, see where my characters are, and you click on one, and you don't know about that option, many people have lost things to that. and it is unfortunate.
Yeah, that happens probably more than you guys realize because we're not publicizing it, but lots of times people say, hey, I'm logged out here, and I want to get joined back up. That happens, you know, certainly weekly. Are you going to Vegas? Yeah, no, I'm not going to Vegas. Asset safety is actually, so we have a keep in MPC space, and it's not a good idea to, it's not a bad idea to move your super capital there if you're going away for a long time, because the asset safety in system is very cheap. So, Bubba, I actually might go to that fan fest. There's a non-zero chance, at least. So, someone did link the ship spin screenshot, but if someone can grab it and throw it out there again, that's good.
I got you.
There you go. All right, we got any other questions? Alliance policy question. Will the new mining escalations belong to the miner who gets them, or do we have to share them with anyone that scans down our fleet in space?
I don't think we know enough about how they work yet. We will figure that out once we've seen a few of them and see what happens. There's a bunch of stuff about like the new sites and whatnot. We were talking about this in Illum earlier, but there's like not even really published details out yet. So,
what's your favorite anime, Asher? Looney Tunes is my favorite anime. Mirren is trying to trigger me. What does you Yanks call the sport where you run around with an egg in your hand? We call it football because it's played on foot. Sports
I
played
call
on
it
foot.
Breakfast, personally.
Sports played on foot are called football and have been since the 1400s. Soccer was invented in the 1850s, about, let's say 400 years after the word football started being used. So when Europe's get all high and mighty about, oh, it's football because you hit it with your foot, it's not. It's because it's played on foot. Any game played on foot is football. You could call basketball football if you wanted to. Euros suck. That's all I got to say. Golf is played on golfing shoes.
And he's surprised why nobody from Euro wants to...
I know. With this toxic environment I'm creating.
Yes.
Yeah, rugby is football. Like, literally, it's a football code. Football is just a group of sports. Yeah. Eva, I just said in the 1850s. So I agree with you. Everything is football. Except polo. Polo is not football. Why is golf called golf? Probably because of something Scottish. I don't know the etymology of the word golf. Hey, if you guys can ever go see polo, polo is awesome in person. Yes, it's wonderful. But it is actually awesome. Yes, quite. Horseball, sorry. Horseball is amazing. What is the Afghan game played on horseback where they fight over a goat carcass? I think that's a Kazakh game, not an Afghan game. But yeah, I think that's Kazakh. Kazi? Yeah, that sounds about right. It is metal. When will the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl? Well, they already had four chances and failed, so I think it's unlikely ever. Sorry, Razor Maiden. All right, someone's linked to Wikipedia. You can look it up, the goat head game. Yeah, aren't the Vikes and the Bills in different divisions, right? Or conferences, I mean? Could they not play each other and one would be guaranteed to win? Yeah. How far are we on the Palatine Keep side? I don't know the exact number, Jethro, because we had to take some back. So we've actually gone a little bit backwards. Will Logi only fly Bazzies now? There's reason to fly Scimitars. I don't know exactly what our doctrines are running in every doctrine, but Scimitars do have value. But Bazzies are generally preferred. Yeah.
And we still have our electric heat guns, so...
What does that have to do with Scimitars and Bazzies?
Oh, hey, one, ask if only Bazzies. Like, you can also use Guardians for that one. I didn't read the question, not just only...
clearly. Thank you. You've really contributed a lot today, Apple.
Yeah.
You really are where the poop comes from.
Yes.
Alliance skins for doctrines when? So, have you seen an Alliance skin feature? Because I haven't. Can I get a Hawk Tuo and spit on that thing from you? I mean, I guess you just did.
Oh, no.
All right. I think we're firmly in the madness realm at this point. As much as I enjoy that. Ghost are probably, I don't know, when someone organizes one, I guess. All right. Thank you guys for showing up. Next week, maybe I'll have more to tell you, or maybe I'll say, hey, guys, we'll know more next week. I don't know. We'll find out. Just remember, you now know where the poop comes from. I'll see you next week. We'll ping the move up when it's ready to go. See y'all later.